Hello there. Welcome to the Bright Leaders Podcast, where we partner together to build lasting faith by helping kids belong to God and His kingdom, believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, and become like Jesus and walk in His ways. We're so glad you're joining us.
Hey, Disciple Makers. I'm Jenny Smith, and we're so glad that you have joined us today. Hey, just a little programming note before you join us next week. This will be the last time that I say, hi, I'm Jenny Smith. Between this episode and next episode, I'm getting married. And next week, I'll be Jenny Vanderkoy. So when you hear that, it's still me, just a new last name. But let's talk about what we're learning this week. We are looking at Abram and Lot from Genesis chapters 12 through 15. God made a covenant with Abram and told him to leave his country and travel to a new place. Abram left and took his nephew Lot. After a while, there wasn't enough room for both Abram's and Lot's flocks and herds. Abram let Lot pick which land to take. Lot took what appeared to be the best land for himself, but God reminded Abram of his promise. Lot ended up in trouble, but Abram rescued him. Abram knew God was good and he would always keep his promises. Abram knew he could trust God no matter what. Trusting in God's goodness, Abram showed grace to Lot by seeking him out and rescuing him, even though it was Lot's own fault that he was captured. We are also in a mess. That is our own fault. Our sin traps us and keeps us from having a relationship with God. Part of God's promise to Abram was that one day all of the nations would be blessed by his family. Hundreds of years later, God would send his rescuer, Jesus, to seek us out and rescue us, even though we don't deserve it. Our bright idea this week is God is in control. This month, we're learning about how God is the creator. By him, all things were created, in heaven and on earth. All things were created through him and for him. Colossians 1:16. And because he's the creator, he's in control. Let's look at our he question for the week. What is God in control of? He is in control of everything, including all of our circumstances. Our we question asks, what can we do when people let us down? We can talk to God, remember his promises, and trust that he is in control. So Abram and Lot's story brings up a tough topic, family estrangement. Family conflict is challenging, and unfortunately, it's also common. Almost a third of adults report that they are estranged from at least one family member. Imagine how this plays out in the lives of kids as the adults disagree. Kids may lose contact with a grandparent or even a parent because of adult conflicts. Kids may have loved ones disappear from their lives, and they really don't understand why. In this week's story, kids learn about a family conflict that resulted in the separation of Abram and Lot. Kids will discover that God is faithful, even when our family members are not. Kids may open up about drama their own family has faced. Help them find a balance between sharing what's on their hearts and oversharing details that their family may not appreciate. Point kids to the God who is always faithful and is there for us, even when other relationships are unstable. And let's wrap up our leader training topic for the month. We've been looking at the philosophy behind resilient child discipleship. In the past few weeks, specifically, we've been looking at our three B's, belong, believe, and today we're talking about helping kids become like Jesus. Child discipleship involves truly experiential ministry designed to help kids navigate a changing culture, experience God's presence, and walk in the ways of Jesus. Here's some ways we can do that. Our tough topics, just like we just talked about. Kids have the whole broken world informing them about tough topics such as anxiety, war, social media, friends, and so much more. It's essential that we help them think through how to live out their faith in a changing world. Use the discipleship discussion scripts to address tough topics from a biblical worldview. And then spiritual habits. Model prayer, service, worship, gratitude, and other spiritual habits for kids. Many become activities involve these habits, but share with kids experiences from your own life as well. Fruit of the Spirit. A believer should be increasingly characterized by a loving spirit, a gentle and kind behavior to the people in his life, and a joyful heart. When we see this, we can thank God for the fruit of the Spirit in kids' lives. And then finally, evangelism. Look for opportunities for kids to pray for the people of the world who don't know Jesus. Practice sharing the gospel and talk often about how we can share Jesus with those right around us. Hey, Disciple Makers, we have finished up this month. Thank you so much for joining us. We are always cheering for you, always praying for you. And we'll catch you next time.